Well, welcome back to Mr. Mysteries of Black and White.
Oh,
how bad is it?
Say it again.
Welcome back to Mr. Mysteries of Black and White. Oh. We're your two hosts, myself, Ed, and my main man, Josh.
How are we doing?
It's been a while.
Mm-hmm.
Way too long.
Oh, yeah. 100%. 100%.
Let us say that. We're going to get into it, well, a bit more into it, but these last few months, it's been a roller coaster.
Yeah, that's putting it lightly. It's been frantic as hell, for completely different reasons as well, do you know what I mean? It's like, you hear the saying all the time, life gets in the way, but oh my God, it has slapped us both in the face like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Honestly, I think the way it's been the last couple of months, I'd rather have had 12 rounds of Tyson and Muhammad Ali at the same time.
Fucking two right. Two right. Give me the lot of them. All at once. Make it a Royal Rumble. Fuck it.
But, so this episode is just pretty much going to be, well, what's happened?
Yeah.
Why have we not been posted?
Yeah, exactly.
Why have we just gone under the radar?
Yeah.
But look, hopefully, fingers crossed, it's looking up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, well, we might as well just jump into it.
Yeah. I mean, first things first, it's been this long. Congratulations, my boy.
Yeah.
He's officially...
I'm officially a dad. Yes. He isn't here... Well, he is home, but he's having a bath.
Yeah.
So that's why we haven't got him on here at the minute. But yeah, little Jackson.
Oh, what a guy.
He was born on the 30th of March. At 11:20 p.m. He came in at 7 pounds 14 ounces, and like I say, he was 7 weeks old Saturday, and he's now 12 pounds 10. He's a big strong boy. And Courtney was absolutely unbelievable throughout it all. She's been incredible. And I've been struggling with it, because as well, I think we did do an episode as it happened, but as well, 2 weeks before Jax was born, the company I worked for thought it'd be a good idea to go bust. So just before my son was born, I was unemployed. I didn't have a job.
It's just worst possible time then.
It really was. So I have been frantically been trying to like sort work out.
Yeah.
And just to keep a roof over our heads, mm-hmm. and now to feed another mouth.
Yeah.
Which I would not change in the slightest. But as well, I've been struggling big time, mm-hmm. with it all. But now, let's say, I've pretty much started my own company. It was a bit of a push that I needed to do it. I've always wanted to do it. Mm. Josh knows, and probably a lot of you who I know knows that I've always wanted to have my own business. So I've took the plunge, and I've started my own business. But I mean, at the minute, I am just subcontracting.
Yeah.
Just for some regular money.
Yeah.
But it's going well,
mm-hmm.
at the minute. Well, it's only been a couple of weeks, but it's now starting to
help. Take off.
Yeah. So yeah, it's been a hell of a time, hell of a time. But no, Courtney has been absolutely incredible as a mother, as a wife, as everything.
Yeah.
Really, she has been my rock. She's kept my spirits high. She's been dealing with Jax and me. I can't put it into words how appreciative I am of her.
Yeah.
And my family and my friends. Look, Josh, you've been there for me through it all.
Yeah.
Lewis, Connor, everyone. I'm incredibly blessed.
Yeah.
Incredibly lucky to have the connections I have.
Yeah. Yeah.
To help me through this most difficult time. And also, I want to give a big shout out. He don't listen to the podcast, but a mate of mine, John Lemon, because he, when Bowie, who the company I work for, went bust, that was on a Wednesday. The Thursday, he rang me up and said, fucking hell, I've just heard about Bowie's and everything. I was like, yeah, I know, it's mad. He was like, right, well, I've got some work for you. I was like,
happy days.
So he's been keeping me.
Head above water sort of thing.
Yeah. And yeah, he's helped me out big time. So I've got nothing but respect for that man and everything. But yeah, my family and everyone. And now I can, it's weird, even though now I'm less time at home.
But your peace of mind is knowing that it's for a good reason.
I can now enjoy being a dad.
Yeah. Because obviously, but it's because it's like, it's not that you weren't enjoying it completely.
No, it's just obviously
you're worrying because obviously you're thinking, I've got to provide for him.
Yeah.
And the one thing that was helping that is now gone.
Yeah.
Shit.
It was all in the back of my head. My head was going 100 miles an hour and not in a good way. Because I've pretty much made an office in my workshop, in my garage. And I was spending hours just in there, just trying to sort things. Yeah. And everything. I was doing my head, and I was doing Courtney's head, and I imagine, and everything. But nah,
all worth it in the end.
Massively. So yeah, I can only apologise that on my part, but it looks like things are starting to even out.
Yeah.
Saying that though, my luck now is going to go tits up again. You never know. I'm just rolling with the punches.
Yeah.
I'm surprised I've got any teeth left. Hit that many times, it seems like.
Fucking madness.
Yeah.
Madness.
Yeah. Yeah. Tell me about it. But yeah. So apart from that, I'm grand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tired, but grand.
Oh, yeah.
But how you been, Josh? Yeah.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go too into detail because it's not realistically, it's not my place to say at all. All I will say is the one thing that frightens everyone is the big C. It's entered my family, my immediate family.
Yeah.
Which, obviously, was fucking terrifying at the time. I'm trying to think how to word this.
Well, let's say we won't go into detail and everything, but I can remember, like, I can't remember what I was saying. I think I was getting ready for a shower or something, and you messaged me saying, can I call you?
Yeah.
So I didn't know if it was something to do with the podcast or anything.
Yeah.
And I was like,
because I remember beforehand, because we didn't do the episodes, obviously you was going through this stuff at the same time. And we was like, oh, should we give it? And I kept saying, nah, just hold off a minute because something's going on.
Yeah.
And that's because, obviously, at the time, we didn't even fucking know.
No.
And then, like you said, I gave you a bell, told you what had happened. Mm. Thankfully, it is all, just get it out of the way now, it is all, we're never going to be out of the woods.
No.
But it is under control. And it's heading in the right direction. So
by the sounds of it, like what you were saying to me yesterday and everything, it seems like it's getting at it.
Yeah, other than it being
there's a light.
Yeah, other than it being non-existent, this is the best possible outcome it could have been.
Yeah.
So, it's difficult to try and word it without going into detail about it. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
But no, so obviously, family-wise, all fucking worrying and all that sort of stuff and trying to get things in place and all that bollocks. And just basically just having to be there, do you know what I mean? It's like, obviously, family stressing and that. I'm obviously internally stressing, but I'm trying to keep a lid on it to benefit them.
I want to butt in here because I've been thinking about it a lot. And what you've done. I'm not saying it because you're sitting right here, because you really took that step up.
Yeah.
You stepped up big time for your family, and that just shows your integrity and your character.
Yeah.
Like, me and Lewis have been on about like how incredible you've been, really. Because to hear, to go what you've gone through,
mm-hmm.
even though it's not you,
it's not me personally, but
it's an immediate family.
Yeah.
Who you're very close yeah. to. And like you said, it is the one word you never want to hear.
Nah. And it is what
you took it to your chest. Yeah. You took it on your chest. You had everyone on your shoulders
yeah.
of your family.
Yeah.
And you done it with such grace and everything. Yeah. Honestly, mate, I never thought I'd do this. I'll take my fucking hat off to you. Right, let's put that back on before people start talking. I do wear a hat. But no, I do. I'll take my fucking hat off to you, mate.
Appreciate it, man.
I'm fucking proud of you.
It was
genuine.
It was weird, though, because it just happened naturally. I didn't just wake up one day and go, right, I've now got a... Do you know what I mean? It was just...
No, because like I said, that is your character. That is who you are.
Yeah.
That is who you are. That is... It's a weird thing, because you get like these twats like... what's his name? Not Tristan, his brother
Andrew
Tate, and all of them sad about do this, do that to be a man and everything. You could be Alexander Usyk, you could be Mike Tyson, but what you done was proved to you, not only to people but to yourself, and without even trying, you proved yourself how much of a man you are.
Yeah,
and I'm not trying to be sexist or that.
No, I know what you mean. I know what you. Yeah,
but you know, like just to. Convey yourself in that manner.
Yeah,
you really proved yourself and like your integrity.
Yeah,
it's incredible. Man.
Yeah,
absolutely
exactly.
incredible.
And like I said, we're not going to be completely out of the neck of the woods. Like, even though that side of it is looking right direction, it is looking very, very, very good.
Yeah.
But obviously, it's then all the other stuff you've got to contend with to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Yeah.
That's what I mean when I say it's never going to go away.
No, of course not.
But like I said, it is very, very positive. It is very much we're good.
Mm.
It's obviously can't 100% say that, but you know what I mean. 95%, we're good.
Yeah.
Because
that was the thing as well. It was like a couple of weeks ago we was on about bringing it back.
Mm-hmm.
And you messaged me and was like, Ed, I don't know if I can. And I was like, Josh, do not worry.
Yeah.
I'm not being rude to our listeners and our viewers and that, but I was like, fuck them for a bit. This is more important.
Yeah, exactly.
And you like, take as long as yeah. you need.
And like I said to you afterwards, it was like, I didn't want to force myself to do it.
No.
Subconsciously be worrying about that and then fall out of love with this.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
then it's just, it's not fair on anyone.
No.
And so that's why I was like, I'll hold off a bit. Plus as well, it didn't help that it took fucking... 5-6 weeks before we heard back the results.
Yeah.
So 5-6 weeks of basically shitting ourselves. It weren't fun.
No.
It weren't fucking fun. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy. That was fucking hell.
Yeah.
And God knows what they were thinking. Because if that's what I was thinking, fuck knows what
well,
was going through
that,
their mind.
They had you to lean on as
yeah.
well. You've been a rock for them. Like what Courtney has been for me.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which... It sounds bad because she was the one who went through childbirth and everything.
Yeah, but...
But she was solid.
Mm-hmm.
She was solid throughout.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, to see her now is just unbelievable.
Yeah.
And to see like how you are now...
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
Because, if, like say, you literally went through hell and back.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't wish that upon my worst enemy as well.
It's such a fucking... nightmare of a thing. And the thing is as well, it's one of them where I said this to them as well. I was like, you never think it's going to happen to you until it happens to you.
No.
It is one of them. All I will say is, going on that, right? Please, please, for anyone listening, just keep an eye on yourself.
Yeah.
All right? You know your body better than anyone.
Yeah.
If you notice anything, the slightest thing changing or looking weird that you're just a bit unsure of, go get it checked out. Because
it'd rather be safe than sorry.
Exactly. Even if it is absolutely nothing, at least you've had it checked out.
Yeah.
Because that's what basically happened with us. They was getting concerned about it, and then something happened, and it was like, okay, yeah, I need to get this checked out. And thank fuck, we got it checked out in the bare nick of time.
Yeah, skin of your teeth.
Yeah,
weren't it?
The absolute skin of our teeth. If that was another, I'd say, week, or maybe two,
it could have been
longer.
We could have been.
This would have been a different story.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it would have been the worst case scenario, but it would have been a hell of a fucking fight coming up.
Yeah.
So, just please do keep an eye on yourself. Just check yourself and all that sort of stuff, because you never know.
We ain't going to go into it. We're not experts.
No,
we?
Of course not.
Have a good feel of yourself.
And if you're feeling anything out of the ordinary, just go get it checked out, because it's a lot safer than sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I know, especially in the UK, like, our health system's a bit fucking knackered. it's a bit shy, let's be honest. But if you, just keep badgering them on. Like you say, it could be absolutely nothing, but at least you'll know.
At least you'll know it's nothing, instead of sitting there and worrying, or God forbid, you sitting there and thinking, that'll be all right. And it turns out it's not all right. Mm. Do you know what I mean? This is what I found out about this recently with this whole scenario. I mean, we all know your body is an amazing thing. Mm. But it will do everything in its power to let you know if something's not right.
Yeah.
And that's what happened with this. It literally, one thing occurred. We thought, this is a bit weird. We'll keep an eye on it. Then one thing happened and it was just like, oh shit.
Mm.
Yeah, we need to get this checked out. It was like the body's way of just going, help me.
Yeah.
So it is mind-boggling, honestly.
Mm. No, it's but thank God, I'm not a religious man, but even I've been praying.
Fucking, do you know what? So have I. Mad as it sounds, so have I. I was just like, fuck's sake, please.
Yeah.
For the love of fucking God.
Yeah, if you are out there, you big beardy fuck. But nah.
And that's the nightmare thing. It's obviously, because obviously we both do this podcast. If one of us is going through something, the other one is there for him. And don't get me wrong, we both have been there for each other recently.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But because we've both been going through shit, it's just like, it's trying to find that balance.
But in a way, it kind of works out well, because we was able to lean on each other.
Yeah,
as
exactly.
Well.
Exactly.
You know.
And I think as well, it did help that we did, like I said, no disrespect, but push this to the side. Because I feel like even though we were there for each other, if one of us was badgering the other going, should we get it done? Should we do it? Should we do it? That could have spiraled out of control. Yeah. So it was handy to, you know, just push this to the side for a little bit.
Mm.
Obviously, I do want to apologise, just saying, like Ed did, like that we have been so quiet. But I think it's because we was obviously dealing with it at the time being. We didn't exactly want to put anything out until we knew 100% what was going on.
Yeah.
So it was like, it was just basically just being kept in the dark, so...
Yeah, sorry about that. But it is what it is.
Yeah, exactly. We're back.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. We're back.
That's the main thing.
We may have gone like that, but we're now like that.
And hopefully, touch fucking wood.
Fuck me. Touch wood, I'd shag the damn thing if I have to.
Jesus Christ, we are here to stay.
Yeah.
But, so I just want to say thank if you are listening and you've kept with us...
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sticking around.
Yeah, and
I can imagine. So, I know it from experience. Like as a podcast listener, like when people don't upload,
you just fuck them off, don't
you?
Yeah,
you do.
It's just natural. You're like, well, why am I subscribed to them if they're not bothering?
Yeah,
unsubscribe sort of thing. But saying that, whilst we have been going through this shit, we have had some positives podcast wise. We have had some positives. And that is one of the main ones, if not the main one, is on, if you don't follow us on TikTok, there's some mysteries, we have hit...
Well, we did.
Well, we did, which is quite funny, but we did hit 1,000 followers.
Yeah.
Which is a bit fucking mad.
It's incredible.
It is mad.
But now, I think because we was over 1,000, we have lost a few, but I think it's because...
They were like bot accounts and shit like that.
Yeah, bot accounts, spam accounts, and also then people might have got sick because we haven't uploaded in weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a couple of months now, really.
Yeah.
So hopefully now it's... working itself out, and hopefully we get back to 1,000. Yeah. And then we can do lives.
Exactly. That'd be mad. Which would be fucking sick.
That would be, yeah.
But I think that about wraps it up update-wise, doesn't it?
Pretty much.
Well, what I will say is there is another video coming out this week that we are about to record.
Yes.
But the actual podcast itself, that will be returning next week.
Yes.
So this is, like I said, this video episode, whatever you want to call it, basically just an update saying what's been going on, why we haven't been uploading, and to say, we're fucking back.
We're back, baby.
Oh, I feel so good. It feels so fucking good.
Oh, see, because that's been in the back of my mind as well. Like, with going through all this as well, I'm like, oh, I feel like I needed the podcast to take my mind off it. But yeah, exactly, but what you said, you hit the nail on the head. We would be here. We'd be trying.
Yeah, it just wouldn't.
And it'd be forced.
It wouldn't be organic.
No.
It wouldn't be organic in the slightest. Or it would be organic, but then you'd have that second we switch the camera off, it'd be that, oh, fuck, back to reality.
Yeah, exactly.
And then you'd just plummet again.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was like, it weren't worth it.
No.
Until
we leveled.
Yeah,
we
leveled exactly. Out. Because, like we said, the last thing we want to do is hate this and end up fucking it off. Especially if we was to do that.
Mm.
And then, like, say, like, a few months ago or whatever, we started doing that, fell out of love with it, but then now, like you said, now we've leveled out, yeah. I think, fuck, I wish I could do it again.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It just wouldn't feel right.
No, no, exactly.
So it was just a lot easier to just hold out and then smash it out. But hopefully, right, life's given us a both a good fucking slapping recently.
Yes.
Hopefully, it can fucking back off for a bit.
Mm.
For a little bit, please.
Please.
Just give us a chance. Mm. We want to make content.
We do. And as well, because as well as us making content, we want to make content with other organisations,
shall we
say. Mm-hmm. Like, you'll see it in the next video, because we're doing a react. That's giving it a little teaser.
Mm-hmm.
Of a very good friend of ours. He's become a very good friend of ours.
Yeah.
And of course, we're on about Austin Alvarez from Bizarre Junkies, who is, I can't go over actually how much of a sound lad he is. Unbelievable. Yeah, we are getting really good friends with him. And if you remember, we done a react on his first paranormal investigation.
Mm-hmm.
He has recently, well, it's been a couple of weeks now.
Yeah.
Has done another.
Yeah.
And we asked him, of course.
Yeah.
Can we do a react? And he's like, yeah, I love him.
Yeah.
Pretty much so. We can't wait.
Yeah,
can't
exactly. Wait. And that's been annoying because I've been really wanting to watch it.
Yeah, same.
But it's like, no.
Because I've seen teasers.
Yeah.
And it looks incredible.
Yeah.
It looks absolutely incredible. So, yeah, so with that. And at some point, we should be having guests back on. Nuclear Medicine Men.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, we'll be getting some more, doing our own investigations with, like, the BTR.
Mm-hmm.
And we should be having guests for some other cryptid hunters, paranormal investigators, yada 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 yada,
the
yada,
works,
yada,
basically.
So, and hopefully now the weather is starting to pick up,
yeah,
we could be doing our own investigations. And I have been thinking about it.
Oh,
so at some point we will have to have a discussion.
Oh, watch your space.
And especially now, because I'm self-employed.
Mm-hmm.
If I choose to have some time off,
yeah, fucking can
I can. But I just got to make sure I've got money in the bank.
Yeah.
But yeah, it should be okay. So yeah, so now, as much as, that's the thing, right? That apart from the whole money thing, I do get why people are unemployed. Because I did enjoy it. In the way, like,
I know what you mean. I know exactly what you mean.
Not that not working, because people who know me, I've worked since I could walk.
Yeah.
I've always worked since I was a little kid with my old man. I've all, you know, like, my hands are like 50-year-olds. I enjoy work and I enjoy my job and everything.
Yeah.
But I liked being the free spirit.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I feel like now being self-employed, I can be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, apart from the money situation, I was actually starting to get a lot happier.
Yeah.
Staffed as it sounds, because I weren't happy because I was going through shit.
Yeah, I know, but yeah, that
it like was the prospect.
That. Yeah.
The prospect of it all was like, I like this, because now I could really, it would have been a good idea, that would have been a good time to then do stuff, because I had free time.
Yeah. Yeah. But obviously, like we were saying, if with the podcast, obviously, like we had shit going on personally, we would have fallen out of love.
Yeah.
An investigation or going out and doing whatever just would have been hell.
Yeah.
It would have been hell.
So, yeah. So now, hopefully,
we can fucking crack on.
We can.
One thing we haven't mentioned, actually, is that you're not the only one that's become a father.
No.
Hold the space. It's not me. As much as I fucking want it to be, it's not me.
Oh, bless you. You will, mate. I believe.
But our good friend Lewis is also now a dad. Who has appeared on the podcast before and everything. So I just want to say a massive congratulations to him and his wife, Liz on the birth of their daughter.
Fern, who is a lovely, lovely, lovely little girl. So cute. So adorable. And how amazing those two have been.
Oh, fucking hell.
Like, because they always say, like, it just comes naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole, like, from my personal experience, like, the whole 9 months, I was like, does it? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What about if they're born? I don't like them.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
But I feel that goes through every parent's mind, especially for the first time.
But I feel like people don't talk about it. They'll get funny looks.
Yeah, so. Especially nowadays. You'd be like, what do you mean? Do you know what I mean? It's like, oh, just shut up.
But let's say Courtney took it to Dr. Walker. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, don't get me wrong, I struggled a bit, but I'm starting to, like, yeah, you know what? I actually quite I quite like being a parent.
Yeah.
But Lewis and Liz, they took unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so lovely to see. To see our friend.
Oh, mate, honestly.
How he is with her.
Yeah.
Oh,
to see yous all like it, it has been. Not just obviously yous, but Connor, Liam, Sean, everyone just take to it and do it so good.
Naturally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's just been such a breath of fresh air.
Yeah.
Honestly, it has been an amazing thing to see.
But, I mean, I did tell Fern yesterday I have got a boat to pick with her, because last year I spent £500 on camping equipment. We've only been camping once, and all I want to do is go camping with the boys. And it turns out now we can't, because we've got kids now, and then we've got to look after them. For fuck's sake! honestly, I don't care. I don't care.
Nah.
Because this has been the greatest thing that ever happened to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I love Jackson with all my heart, and I love Fern as well.
Yeah.
They were born a week apart.
That's just, you couldn't make this shit up. If you know Ed and Lewis, you couldn't make this shit up.
No.
It's almost like you did genuinely fucking plan it.
Yeah, but we didn't. That's the ironic thing.
Thing about it. It's like, it genuinely, if I didn't, obviously wasn't in the inner circle, right? If I wasn't in the inner circle, so to speak, and I was just like a friend, but like an outsider sort of friend, and then I see that, I would have genuinely thought that one of you would have, because who found out first?
They did. Yeah, yeah.
It's almost like they should have. Lewis rang and went, right, it's happened. Gone.
Do you know what I mean?
Like, it's fucking mental.
Yeah, it is fucking. It is mental. But no, it's incredible. So, congratulations, Lewis and Liz.
Yep. But I think that about wraps it up, don't you?
Yeah, I'm out. I'm quite happy.
Yeah, so.
Don't worry.
We're back.
We are back.
We are fucking
and
back.
I'm going to sort myself out, because I'm looking a bit scraggly. I'm looking a bit scraggly. I haven't had my hair cut since we found out Courtney was pregnant.
Fucking hell. Fucking hell.
Yeah. Well, I mean, cut your tail. So, yeah, I need a haircut. I need a beard trim. Sort my life out.
Fucking haircut and all, to be fair.
So, need to sort ourselves out. But don't worry. Your favourite hillbilly.
And your favourite. I want to say someone, but I can't.
Your favourite uncle.
There you go.
Oh, I started to sweat then. Don't worry. We are back to give you all the knowledge of monsters, cryptids, ghosts, demons, UFOs, aliens, conspiracies, murders, serial killers. You name it, was weird, wonderful, creepy, and downright fucking mental.
Yeah, boys have got it unlocked.
We are back, baby.
But no, so like I said, keep an eye out for the reacts. Thank you very much for watching or listening or both. See you on the next one. Bye.
Happy fucking hunting.